know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up is Purina Cares Day, which will be food distribution for local families and pets in need. There are a bunch of volunteer activities planned throughout the region. And to talk about that with us, we have Kim Beardsley from Purina Community Affairs joining the show. How's it going, Kim?
It's going okay. How are you?
We're doing okay. So tell us exactly what's happening and what the need is and why the need is occurring right now, or if it's always going on.
The need is always there. This is an annual event. This is our 24th annual Purina Cares Day. But then when the tornado hit St. Louis on Friday, it changed everything. The needs have increased dramatically, and they'll continue to be here for weeks and months to come, I'm sure. And
so.
This year, it's so important for our people to get out there and volunteer. We'll have about 1,500 people out with 35 different nonprofits on Thursday. But if you need food for yourself or for your pets, you can come to Ballpark Village Thursday morning between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. We're asking people to line up at 8th Street in Clark. And we'll also be joined by our friends at the APA Adoption Center, and they'll be handing out collars and pet ID tags and doing some microchipping, because that's so important as we think about getting prepared for severe weather season. It's important to have a tag with information on it.
Right. Absolutely. With severe weather hits, your pet could run away, could be scampering about because they're afraid. Having identification is so key. Just to go over those dates again. So if you are someone who will be needing food, what is the day and time for that again?
That's Thursday, May 22nd, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at Ballpark Village. Line up on 8th Street, right at Clark. We'll have people out there directing traffic. Mm-hmm. We'll be out with the St. Louis Area Food Bank. They are the lead agency taking care of families that need food right now. And then we'll have some resources for the pets as well. Purina pet food, of course, and then collars and ID tags for the pets.
And then if you want to donate or volunteer, what do those who want to donate items or volunteer need to know?
Yes. So we are hosting a supply drive at Purina as well. We're encouraging everyone to donate the supplies. Go to the City of St. Louis website. They have a list of supplies there that you can donate. Items are going to For the Ville, YMCA O'Fallon, and the Urban League. And we're also encouraging people to go to stlvolunteer.org. That's the United Way volunteer portal. And that's where everyone should go to sign up to volunteer. Authorities are asking that we're not just showing up or self-deploying to kind of like the ground zero sites, just so that we're not interfering with their business.
I know they still have, and they've been talking about live electrical wires and stuff like that. And it is still a dangerous area, so they don't just want people showing up. So it's very important to go through the official channels.
Exactly. stlvolunteer.org. Lots of opportunities there for you to sign up to volunteer.
What about, I see that part of the Purina Cares Day also involves building bikes for youth in the area.
That's right. So we have 35 different opportunities for our people to volunteer on Thursday. And we're supporting a number of youth organizations that day. So we'll have a group of associates out at City Park, building bikes for LifeWise STL, which runs summer programming. We're also working with Boys and Girls Clubs, Lit Shop, a couple different other youth organizations. We'll have group out at Veterans Community Project in North City. That's the tiny home community for veterans. And we're providing them with some food and some items for their pets and service dogs. But we'll have a number of groups out at community gardens, community parks, kind of doing some cleanup, some restoration there.
And then I feel like I'm jumping all over the place here, but I know with the Purina Cares Day that you'll be handing out basic supplies, but also supplies for pets, dog food, cat food. Mm-hmm. Is there a need for people to buy and donate dog food and cat food, or no, that's what you guys are providing?
That's what Purina is here for. In the wake of any natural disaster, Purina goes into the community, assesses the needs, and donates food. So we're working with our partners at the Humane Society of Missouri. They are the lead SEMA agency in charge of caring for pets in case mm-hmm. of emergency. So they have food. If you need food delivered to you because you don't have transportation, you can contact Humane Society of Missouri and they can bring it to you. But in the coming weeks and months, we'll work with both Humane Society and St. Louis Area Food Bank to make sure that they have the food that they need.
Is food the number one need that you've seen here? Or is there...
Pets specifically? You know, I think there are a number of pets that have been displaced. Luckily, we have an amazing pet welfare community here. We have so many organizations that are really answering the call. And so it's not just Humane Society working. It's APA Adoption Center, mm-hmm. Care STL, Gateway Pet Guardians, and the list goes on. And so... those organizations are caring for displaced pets, which really means that if you're in a position to foster or adopt a pet, really consider doing that to take the load off some of our shelters.
Right, because I imagine some of the shelters don't allow pets, I would guess, or do they?
I don't know. The emergency shelters, the Red Cross shelters, yeah. I think it's on a case-by-case mm-hmm. basis. We have delivered some small quantities of pet food to some of those emergency shelters. We work with Peter and Paul Community Services, which is a shelter for the unhoused. They're in North City, and they are accepting pets. So we'll be providing resources to them as well. But it's probably on a case-by-case basis.
Does it happen very often after something like this, a disaster, where people have pets and they have that heartbreaking decision to make where they just can't? They don't feel like they can care for them anymore and they want to give them up for adoption? I mean, they don't want to, but they feel like they have to.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. So, you know, Purina really works hard throughout the year, not just in disaster times, but to make sure people can stay with their pets. The good news is many of our pet welfare organizations here will work with pet owners. So if it's a temporary crisis that they're in, whether it's financial or something like what we've just experienced, they will foster the pet for a temporary period of time, and that person can get their pet back once they're back on their feet.
And also, before we let you go, just an update. I know Purina has year-round the Purple Leash Project, so women and people who are experiencing domestic violence a lot of times don't leave because
That's exactly
the
right.
abuser abuses the pet or threatens the pet, and that may be the abuse survivor's only friend. So you guys are continuing to help make shelters amenable to bringing pets.
That's right. And historically, domestic abuse shelters were really not trained to support people with pets. And so for about a decade, Purina has been working with the DV community to make sure they have what they need at their shelters so that they can accept the entire family, including them.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The pet, it's called Purple Leash Project. If you go to purpleleashproject.com, you can learn more and donate to that cause. But here locally, we have Lydia's House, the Women's Safe House, that do accept pets. And that really has been a game changer for women and children in that situation.
So this Thursday at Ballpark Village from 9 until 11 is Purina Cares Day. You do want people to, they can just come out. They don't need to.
You can come out and line up on 8th Street. I know that it's going to be busy considering the needs. We have officers there helping direct some traffic. We'll have dozens and dozens of volunteers helping support. And it's while supplies last, but know that Purina is going to be supporting this for weeks and months. We work with the St. Louis Area Food Bank and the Humane Society of Missouri on a year-round basis. And so they'll have food for those who need it as long as they need it.
Kim Beardsley with Purina Community Affairs. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.